Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay here. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. The final day of July 2024. Yes, it is the 31st of July. Tomorrow we welcome in August. If something incredible and amazing was going to happen in your life in the month of July, or if you were going to make it happen, well, you better get on it, because otherwise you're going to have to move it to that August to-do list. That's kind of the way I look at it. Anyway, here we are, ready to take on the day. I hope so. I think it's going to be a spectacular day, albeit hot We're going to knock on 90 today with a mostly sunny sky. Muggy once again. Oh, man. It is definitely summer in the valley, isn't it? Good morning.
Up with Mike McKay in the morning.
No, I don't know where I'm going. songs of yesterday.
CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. Love to start out your morning with a feel-good story. I do it every morning about this time, just kind of kick things off. Here's a great one. A recent graduate of Billings Senior High School in Montana is still making an impact, even though he has now graduated from high school, remember. He donated $45,000 to the special needs program at his old school. When Demetrius Solarius was still a student at Billings High, he created a charity group for his senior project called Limitless Kids. The goal of it was to bring better opportunities to special needs students in Yellowstone County, where he lived. He graduated from high school. He's gone now, but his charity rolls on. He set a goal to raise $20,000. It's up to $45,000 and still earning money and raising money. With special needs students, the ability to practice important things like cooking, cleaning, sewing, and more. He said he's not done yet, and he's already focused on the next project. He said this is not the end. We're Limitless Kids Montana, and we're looking for the next step, the next big thing to help special needs students in Yellowstone County. This guy has a big future in his future, don't you think? And he's all of 19 years old. Good work, young man.
Bust it.
This here's a chant for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get
shot down, cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get, females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness sake. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan, so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there and bust the move. Ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G bust the move.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire. Sign up for our free newsletter and more online at WCFW.FM.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
I want you to want me.
I love you.
Mike, I want you to want me. 80s, 90s, more. 105.7 CFW. McKay in the morning along with you. Coming up in just a few minutes. You will not believe across a lot of cities in the U.S. what the average price for a starter home is. This is nuts.
This is 105.7 CFW.
more day. I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and break free from the chains. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break free, break from the chains. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
You must hold on. There goes Wilson Phillips, 105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you on this Wednesday morning. Now, we all know the cost, obviously, the price of homes has gone up, and especially the last few years has really gone up. The typical starter home is worth, are you ready for this, at least $1 million in 230 cities across the U.S. That's the highest number ever. $1 million for a starter home. That's your first home you get into when you're a home buyer. Nearly half of those, by the way, cities are in California, with 117 cities in California have the average starter home cost of $1 million. 31 cities in New York, and in Jersey, 21 cities. That is nuts. You know, now, that's not going to happen for us. In our, you know what we call $1 million home? We, in my family, we don't call it a starter home. $1 million home in our family is called Powerball home, because the only way we're going to get something like that is if we win the Powerball. That is, that's crazy, don't you think?
I feel so unsure as I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor as the music dies. To mind a silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you.
Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The life you kill, the priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Thank you.
That's Goo Goo Dolls and Slide, 105.7 CFW. Good morning to Larry and Bloomer. Dropped me a text through the Civic Media app. Said he's up and listening, gets his day started every day. He likes to get up and get started in the morning with all the great music from the 80s and 90s here on 105.7 CFW. Said it brings back all kinds of memories from high school. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Well, thanks for listening, Larry.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sport Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sport Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
Chippewa Valley weather. It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 87, the heat index in the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorms, our low 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
That goes Journey, Don't Stop Believing, 105.7 CFW. McKay in the morning along with you. Make sure that you get that Civic Media app on your smartphone. A variety of reasons that you should have it. First off, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime through the app. You can also text us and email us through the app. You can even access our website through that app. So head over to your app store, grab the Civic Media app. Then once you have it, open it up, search 105.7 CFW, make us your home station, and look at that. Voila, there we are.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to. Yeah, then she had to die trying. She had one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Well, it was kinda cold that night. She started on over the balcony. Yeah, she could hear the cars roll by at old 441, like waves crashing on the beach. That for one desperate moment there, he crept back in her memory. God, it's so painful, something that is so close, it's still so
.1057 CFW.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night